This song reminds me of Dr. Cindy. And, you know, he loved it. He loves sculptured music as well. But this one is Speak Lord. It's 959 Car Drive on the streets, on the air. Slow Jams preceded that, though. And that one is a throwback of notes. Twister, Kanye West, and Jamie Foxx. And Jamie says when they're recording that track, because he's just done the movie, the blind guy?
Ray,
yes. Thank you very much. So he just done that movie. Every time they're in the studio, he'd just mimic Ray and then they'd make a hit. So wow. Gold Digger came up like that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And then this as well. And so it's interesting because you got a voice note, and this is how that voice note went. Sharp West. So what I found hilarious about that is at some point, Twista held the record for the fastest rapper in the world.
What do you mean fastest? Like
fastest rapper, like
he raps quickly.
Yes.
I thought that was Busta Rhymes.
It was Twista held the record, like officially.
Okay.
On the Guinness Book of Record. In fact, that's why his name is Twista, because that type of rapping is called twisting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tongue twister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was funny when the guys like, "We seen them go." Oh man! But if you listen carefully, you can actually make out what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, one thing I've always liked about hip-hop is that no matter who you are, you can just come up with an opinion and then that opinion will be valid. So if I come to you and I say, Sandman, you are whack as a rapper.
Yeah.
Like people will actually say that. They'll be like, yeah, actually, yes. I think it's Sandman who acts well. And then it'll be a legitimate debate about is he whack or is he not.
Yeah.
And a part of the reason why that is because hip-hop is literally for everybody.
Yeah.
Right? It came up as a way for people to make themselves rich. Well, not rich initially, but it's a form of expression.
Yeah.
And then once it became commercialized, it was a way for people to earn income and make themselves rich.
And it's art.
Yeah.
So you can't judge art, because I'll look at art, I'll see it one way,
yeah,
and maybe like it.
Yeah.
You'll probably look at it and be like, nah, this is whack.
Well, you see,
To like gauge it as well.
So here's the thing. You can judge art, guys. It's just that the barrier to entry in hip-hop is low. But like, for example, if I play Beethoven for
just
you,
need a
right?
Moment.
If I play Beethoven or Bach,
yes,
you know for a fact, I can't do this thing. You know it. You're like, this is music. I can't get you.
Mm.
But when you hear a rapper, everybody's like, I can rap. Yeah,
I can try,
you know? And another thing that's like that sometimes is sports.
Yeah.
You have a fat guy sitting on a couch telling Ronaldo, Messi, like, Messi.
Why didn't you pass?
Dude, you didn't even pass. It's like, wait, now, you can't do this thing.
That guy's horrible. Horrible. You know? Why did they even sign him?
Yeah. So, for me, I've always found things like that intriguing.
Mm.
And today, I decided the first hour is going to be a topic exactly like that. And everybody can weigh in.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether or not you know sports.
Yeah.
In fact, the more you don't know sports, the more valuable your opinion is.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of something like that? We're looking for somebody who's never watched sports in their lives. And that's a person that's going to decide what the right answer is here.
And they're there.
Yeah.
There's lots of them.
The question is, who is the most famous sports person that you know of? I'm not talking about the best. I'm not talking about the most talented. I'm not talking about the most medals. None of that. The most famous sports person, in your opinion.
Yo, it's a tough one.
It's not tough.
Because
I'm a sports guy.
It's not
tough.
I'm a sports guy.
So for me, it's Serena Williams.
Most famous?
Yes.
I know, yeah, but how could it be Serena Williams?
You see, it's that art thing.
What I mean is her story, her sister, her dad, all of that stuff makes it feel like you know her and that journey of her life, you know. You know the details around. So it's not just about the sport.
But that's if you have access to TV.
Yeah, I mean, what is this? I've hung out with Serena Williams.
Wow.
Nothing happens there. There's no, you don't get mobbed and you roll with Serena Williams.
Wow.
No.
Is that how you measure?
It's not to say she's not talented. She's one of the greats for sure.
Absolutely.
But she's not the most famous.
You guys want to talk about Michael Jordan.
Tiger Woods.
I mean, Michael Jordan's definitely more recognizable than Serena Williams.
I think that's debatable.
Muhammad Ali. This is not even debatable.
Muhammad Ali, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is this? This is not debatable.
And also, Muhammad Ali is famous, yes, but to the current generation, maybe not so much. They'll be like, who that?
Maybe.
You know, tell us about Mayweather if you're talking boxing.
Yeah.
So it's a tough one. Or how do you measure that?
How do you measure fame? That's the question, really.
Is it followers?
Or just do you know them?
Or so, how many endorsement deals the person has?
No, not necessarily. This is simple.
Because that's money making.
Right now, guys, right now, if you go in this generation, it's a footballer, without a doubt.
Yeah.
It's a footballer. Like, football is watched in so many nations and so many parts of the world.
Okay, when you put it like
so
that.
So then it has to be like Ronaldo.
Yeah, or Messi. Those are always the two that get.
And Ronaldo's more famous than Messi. Facts.
Ooh, you're going to start a war now.
Guys, listen,
how do you
determine? Let me tell you something. Guys, he's more. Listen, he's more. Listen, let me tell you something. Facts. He's more famous than Messi. I'm not saying he's better than Messi. Go on the Instagram pages now, even. Go check.
Yeah.
The guy is just more famous than Messi. And you know this thing. It's not about you, the sports fundi Sandman.
Yeah.
It's about the women that like Ronaldo. Yes. So like the kids that like Ronaldo. The people that are outside of the ambit of sports.
Mm-hmm.
That's that fame that we're talking about.
If you wanted to start a war, just ask that question. Who's more famous, Ronaldo or Messi?
There's no
things,
war.
Things
facts,
are
going to
burn down.
Facts are facts, Bagiti. Who's got their phone here?
All of us.
Go on Instagram, please.
Although I saw just, a thing, Messi, when he tweeted him winning the Copa America, Instagram said that was the most liked tweet by any sports person. No, 100%. This is Messi now. No, Messi. Not
and
Ronaldo.
Can I speak as someone who doesn't watch soccer?
Yeah.
That I knew Messi. I know Messi. I don't know Ronaldo.
Okay, I thought that when a valley opinions are weird.
Wow, they're not valid now.
The Williams sister, and then I was like, ah.
Ronaldo is better with social media, though.
Okay, so how many people there, Ronaldo?
346.
Million?
Yeah.
Okay,
million.
And then Messi?
267 million.
I mean,
the difference
come on.
Is quite large, definitely.
I mean, come on.
But you know, because I know.
That's social media.
And let's
Instagram
that's
fame.
Also,
that's
I would have
fame,
said
though.
The most famous sports person for me is Messi, and I'm not even following him. So imagine how many more people think that, but they don't follow him. So can we still go with Instagram?
Guys.
So you're going to start a war, yes?
No, it's Ronaldo. Yeah, but if you're talking this generation.
Because you know some people who are like, so there was the other Ronaldo, the Brazilian Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Who the people call the original Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Some people will say he's more famous because he won World Cups.
I also thought when people are talking about Ronaldo, because you know I don't watch football, I thought they were talking about him. Then I was like, there's a new Ronaldo. It's like an upgrade.
There's a lot of them.
And this is definitely an upgrade. For sure, for sure. The guy even looks better than the first Ronaldo.
Wow.
The first Ronaldo had buck teeth and everything. Wow. Guys, that's what fame is about. Fame is about looks. Why do you think Beyonce is so famous? She's talented.
And
but also,
beautiful.
She's beautiful.
Yes. Who would have thought World War III would
Messi's
start
not
over.
That bad looking.
How did you not say Beyonce, actually?
But we talk about
sports
people.
Okay,
keep up, Miss Motsepe.
Sorry.
Now.
You guys use Beyonce as an example, so my mind just like
okay.
did its own things.
Give us a shout. The most famous sports person, Kimang.